everyone, welcome back to another podcast. I am so sorry, you guys. I have been super busy with my studies and everything, and this is why I could not record any podcast. So welcome back to another podcast. Here I'm gonna be talking to you the things which you should consider if you're traveling to Russia. So here we go. So first of all, you need to check that do you really need visa or do you not need visa, because citizens of most countries outside of the former Soviet Union will be required to apply for a visa before arrival. So the process is fairly straightforward, but an invitation from a licensed tourism operator from a Russian citizen is required. The only loophole is arriving by a cruise ship. Visitors coming by sea granted 72 hours visa free entrance into the Russia if they have made arrangements with a travel agent. And then there is another thing, that you should have the Google Translate with you every time, and you should have it downloaded. The Google Translate, it should have the Russian thing downloaded in your phone. So, and try and learn just some basic words, maybe like thank you. When you say thank you say spasiba. When you say zdravstvuyte. Or if you are just saying to a friend like hello, you say privyet. So this is how it goes. So learn some basic phrases like where do I get the bus, what is that place, what's the time, can I know any new restaurants around here that I can eat, or things like that. And then the third thing which you guys should do is research about the public transport, okay? Because the underground public transport is kind of like the best way to transport, mostly around big cities, right? So you're gonna have to like go through all that. And another thing is you should dress appropriately, you should pack appropriately according to the weather, because most of the people who come to Russia thinks it's freezing, it's always so cold and very unpleasant, but when they get there they are really surprised, because Russia does tend to have cold winters, but summers can also be incredibly hot and humid, especially in cities like Petersburg, of course. And the weather is so hard to predict, but general understanding of the climate can be incredibly useful when planning these type of activities. Like if traveling during winter, it's most important to protect yourself from the wet rather than the cold, because snow in big cities tend to melt soon as it falls. It runs into the slushima, so pack appropriate footwear and have a change of socks handy if and a lot of walking is going on in the itinerary. So you should get your layers and you should get your hats and everything, right? And another thing which I would like to say is get acquainted with the cuisine. Russians have a lot to offer, but it does throw quite a few familiar names at you. So if you're looking to make the most of your gastronomical visits, do some research beforehand of the food and which is available, right? So you should research about the food. Another thing is do not drink the tap water. You know, most of the Western countries where tap water we can like drink at a restaurant is common. But Russians certainly do not drink from the tap water. It's uncommon even to open the tap to see some brown water coming out for a while. So let's not get into the chemistry side of what the weather, why the water gets so like that. But well, you do not do that. So if you don't want to fork out for the bottled water, boiling water from the tap can make it safe to drink. So well, it still tastes a little bit heavy, but you know you should carry bottled water. And another thing is that you should respect local customs. All right. So there are certain do's and don'ts when arriving in any country. So like Russia is becoming more relaxed over the years, fairly traditional society, but well, there are certain rules which you need to follow. Like if invited to a Russian guest home, the guests are expected to follow etiquette, like bringing a small gift upon arrival. Also, dress code is quite important in theaters and some restaurants. Nobody will stop you from entering, of course, but it's best to be ready than wearing jeans in a crowd of formally dressed people, right? Also, visiting Russian Orthodox churches implies a number of rules. Women should cover their heads, wear long skirts, trousers are mostly allowed, and men should wear long trousers as well as take off any headwear they just alright. And then another thing, believe that Russia is safe, meaning of course that traveling to Russia is safe as visiting any other European country. Yes, petty crimes such as pickpocketing happens, but it happened with one of my friend also. Her phone got stolen when she was just riding the bus, and when she got off the bus, she found out that her phone was missing. It was an expensive phone, but you know, like, but there's no like violent crime in the broad daylight, so exercise some cautions in the crowd. Be careful not get stung by the tourist traps, and if anything does happen, your hotel will be really helpful in reaching out. So yeah, and then I'd suggest that you should, another thing is that exchange money in advance. It's not to venture out into the city without any cash in handy, because I've been to so many restaurants and they'd be like, no, we just would like cash, we just don't take cards and everything. So in public transportation, you're gonna need it. In cabs, you're gonna need it. So it's better to get your money exchanged in advance. Because there was this one time when I arrived and I was at the airport, I was waiting for my taxi and I did not have any Russian currency, and I only had a few dollars, and like I had $200 something. And then I had to make my cab driver stop at this currency exchange place, and I had to make him wait, and then I had to, like, I exchanged the money, and it took a lot of time, and it just frustrated me. So it's better if you just get your money exchanged on time. And this is it for today's podcast, and I hope you guys have a really, really, really nice time if you're flying to travel to Russia. Okay, bye-bye.